I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I have a guest joining me in the studio. His name is James Dickerson, but you may know him by another name.
So my name is James Dickerson, also known as Dirty Kicks. I am a street photographer. I specialize in happenstance, wandering the streets of Toledo, meeting people, taking portraits, sometimes candidly, most times candidly.
You may know James from social media. Dirty Kicks is his Instagram handle and the platform where he posts most of his street photography. Looking through his posts, it's easy to imagine that James is a professional photographer, that he's been doing this his whole life. In reality, it's not even his full-time job. James works at a local Toledo public library, and photography came to him during a difficult period in his life.
I was getting out of a relationship with the mother and my kids, and it was tough for me to socialize with adults. You know, I was at that time like a full-time father, just doing little side jobs or whatever. I needed something of an outlet, you know. I had to do something with myself. So in between working two jobs, I found myself taking my camera with me while I was driving it and actually taking pictures. Let me put this out there. I've never had an accident. I never almost caused an accident. Everybody was safe in the car because I did do this with other people in the car.
Absolutely.
I'm still a safe driver.
Safety first.
Once I started actually walking the streets, that was different.
It is different. You see, for James, being in a car, it's comfortable. There's kind of a safety net there. There's a barrier between you and the person, the thing that you're taking the picture of. When you're facing them one-on-one, it's a bit more personal.
It was tough. Everything for me is just, you know, I was self-taught. So I would, you know, jet downtown or jet to whatever side of town and proceed to learn.
Learn the art of photography, but also discover his own specific style, his mission statement for the work he wanted to create and share with the public.
I can't just pop up once in a while and just start taking photographs of people. I have to spend time down there in order to do this. And if I'm not able to spend that time down there, I feel like I'm not allowed to do it. I have to meet somebody out there on the street before I really do anything, because I got to give back for whatever I take. I'm not out there just to snap photographs of people. I feel like what I do, it's in a way, it's offering up an ear that somebody else might not have.
So James starts a conversation with each individual he meets, again, offering an ear to them, one they might not have if they were to go about their day in their usual way. But he's also trying to start a conversation for the eyes of the people who look at his photos. For instance, there's a photo that I brought to our interview. I wanted James to talk about it. It's a black and white photo of an African-American man in a white T-shirt. He's holding a tiny baby. His hand is wrapped around the baby's hand, and he's looking upwards, kind of off to the left of the frame. But this person was not a stranger to James.
This is actually family. That's Raheem holding my great niece. Her name is Story. I really wanted to photograph, you know, him and her, because there's always that stereotype of black men not being great fathers. And I can rattle off, you know, 100 different, you know, black fathers right now. And I have to photograph that. You know, if that's going to be my contribution in his history, it's going to be as many photographs as I can of black fathers, you know, doing what they're supposed to do.
James has gathered quite the following from the photos he captures. His Instagram page has over 1,500 followers. He's been featured on local newspapers and websites. And he frequently organizes photo swaps, where photographers from the community can get together and share their work with each other. So naturally, this would be the part of the episode where I tell you that through photography, James has a new lease on life and has finally conquered his fear of meeting new people. Except that didn't exactly happen.
I still struggle with this, and I have to constantly coach myself into talking to people, but I just have that fear. You know, failure, saying something dumb. But I just, when I am, you know, in a crowd of people, I stick to myself. Mm-hmm. You know, this wall kind of constructs itself, and it's hard for me to talk. It is incredibly difficult to, to get anything out of me.
If anything, I like this kind of story better. than a story that can be wrapped up in a pretty bow. It means that although it's still hard for James to get out on the street to meet and talk to strangers every day, he still chooses to do it, to challenge himself to create the work that he knows he can and should be doing.
It was tough, but I usually like jump for the hardest thing in order to push myself forward. I'm a fan of anybody that wants to get out there and do something like this, because meeting strangers, it is difficult. You don't know what they could say or do. And we are always going to go out there with the idea that somebody's going to tell me no. But when you get that first no, it stinks, you know, because you think, I'm going to do this. And then somebody shuts you down. But I just found it attractive because it I desperately want to be removed from my elements. So I'm always going to jump at the hardest thing I can do.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.